This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
All right, listen, no screwing around today.
Joe.
So I won't be on next week, but the week after that, maybe we'll talk a little more about this presidential thing. I don't want to take up too much time with politics, because politics are kind of boring. But it's something that I love, having grown up in Washington. Washington is my Hollywood, and senators on Capitol Hill are my rock stars.
Joe.
And speaking of rock stars, I think we're going to speak to a rock star right now. Hello, who is this on the line?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes, this is Joe Radio. What can I do for you? Who is this?
I'm being held against my will in a psychiatric ward in Los Angeles, California.
Is this Britney Spears?
Oh, yes, it is. Who's this again?
This is Joe Artinger. Hey, I'm a big fan
Joe.
Of yours. I think you're totally hot.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm sorry that you're going through so much, so much trouble in your life right now.
Not really. Not really. It's much ado about nothing. It's all a bunch of rubbish, really.
Rubbish, is it really?
Yes, it is. It's all a bunch of rubbish. All the stories about me are totally untrue. My father has taken over my estate and all of my affairs, and I can't get anything done.
Well, tell us, Brittany, since you lost custody of your children, you've kind of been on a downward spiral. You've been driving your car erratically, and you've been showing up all over Los Angeles at all hours of the day. People say you haven't slept for a week, and they're even accusing you of using crystal methamphetamine.
Well, that's just more rubbish, really. Nobody likes to sleep as much as I do. Oops, I did it again.
What'd you do?
I did it again. All right.
What a terrible bit.
Yes, it is. It's a very terrible bit, but I'm quite amused by it.
So tell Joe. Us more, Brittany. What are you going to do? How are you going to get back on your feet again?
Well, I decided that I really don't need to get on my feet. What I need to do is I need to get on my back again, and I need to make more children, because if I'm not going to be allowed to, if I'm not going to be allowed to see my children that I have already, I'm going to have to make more.
And what about the shady agent that you have, Sam Lufty? What's he all about?
Come on, Brittany.
Well, Sam's a very good guy, really. He's looked after me quite well, quite a bit. My parents don't like him at all. They think he's a bit of a rogue. But,
he's really good on the technical part, isn't he?
And what about that crazy, you're actually dating one of the paparazzi. How did he catch up with you? And why are you dating one of those people that chases you around Los Angeles all day long?
Crazy.
Well, he's got quite a good heart about him. And, he's fun to be around. I don't know why everybody's giving me such a hassle. I think I'll go buy another Mercedes-Benz.
Well, we should all be so lucky as to be able to just go out and buy a Mercedes-Benz. Have you ever thought about maybe just slowing down a little bit, maybe enjoying your life a little bit?
But I do enjoy my life. I enjoy it quite a bit. In fact, nobody enjoys life.
This was on the radio.
Yeah, I live in Hollywood.
This is on a real radio station.
I'm going to miss
kind of,
Britain
on our station, Saturday
right.
night.
With Madonna.
You know, you got to be careful, though, Brittany, because look what happened to Heath Ledger. I mean, he up and kicked in, and, you know, he was living a little wild, don't you think?
Oh, that'll never happen to me. He was using heroin, don't you know, and I like crystal methane and cocaine and champagne and little puppy dogs. I love puppy dogs.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry. I'm in the loony bin. I might as well act crazy. shouldn't I?
All right, all right. Well, I think we're just about done with you, Britt.
You think so?
Yes, I believe I'm about done with you. And by the way, Joe, this is a very terrible bit. Don't ever do this again.
I don't think I will. We'll see you later, Brittany.
Bye-bye, ta-ta, toodaloo. I'm off to the loo.
Oh, Britney Spears checking in. Isn't that fantastic? She's the best. She's the best. She's the best. She's just the best. And that bit was just terrible, 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 terrible.
Joey.
Thank you, my fellow Joe Americans.
Joey retired. Joey retired. Joey retired.
Well, Joe,
thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
The Stones are still your favorite band, right?
Absolutely.
So all I have to say is wow.
What would Mick Jagger say right now?
Let's get on with the show, Don and Mike.
Well, that sounds kind of like Britney Spears.
It does. It sounds like my Heath Ledger, too.
I like it when you put a question mark on the end of things.
Right.
Why does he sound as bad from that back room as he did when he was trying to work in the actual radio studio?
One word.
Yeah?
Consistency.
Joe, he's
Joe.
He's so Joe. Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Touchdown! I really don't think so. You know the tape I'm looking for? I bet you don't have it. Did you have Simon Cowell saying smart ass? What do you call that guy? The smart ass.
That 16-year-old?
Oh, Rob.
You're a slut.
That's for you, Rob.
Not funny, can't sing.
I like
same
that.
Same guy.
I like that one. I like when he said the smart ass part. How about you, Bush?
As you might remember, I drank too much.
Yes, you did.
Fancy digs you got here.
I'm casting my vote for Hillary Clinton. I hope you'll join me.
Hey, how about
Jack? Jackson?
How about that?
That was funny.
Was that funny? What are you voting for, Stevie?
Barack Obama.
Been in my brain. It's been in my brain.
Peter North.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's he do?
I think he... like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Really? And what does that end up as?
What glorious goo.
What's it look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Ow!
How about the phone number?
Let's take a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That is so true, Dick.
That is so true.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary. Please stand by.
Oh. How about you, Vera?
Is your sex drive so bad that you need to see a doctor?
No, baby.
That's your big...
Yes,
I like her.
Mommy boobies.
She's got them, kind of.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Well, let's make sure Buzz is here.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome.
That was funny.
That was funny, Mike.
Thank you.
Don and Mike Show, hello. It's a Wednesday.
Is it?
Calendar Day Wednesday. And our phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636.
Wow.
Just let this one go to Leon.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to the clink.
Hold on, wait for it, and
right. That's yeah. Right,
yeah. Right, 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 right. Gotta wait till Charlie Watts does that little thrum.
Button up.
Two Tom hits and a bass hit.
Bam, bam, bam. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How do you like the American Idol? Mike, how do you like it?
Oh, I just think it's dreamy. I've been watching it for all these many years.
Oh, that's going to be cool, kick-ass tonight, and I'm looking forward to talk more about it.
I have identified you as the guy, the finger guy, also the Oakland Raider guy, also the guy that called you yesterday about child support.
Aha, it's you. Thank you, Don. So long as...
Outed him.
You have been banished.
Mm-hmm. Bad sign, Idol fans.
What?
Your boy was bored last night.
Of course.
Yeah. No.
It's been boring all year.
Starting to wear on your boy.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Do you get really bored when they do the montages of the bad?
I'd rather.
You know when they do the montages of the bad?
The greasy.
Yeah.
The bad.
The bad montages.
And I'm tired of the bait and switch.
Yeah,
although,
I am too.
I have to say, I did enjoy the young Rob Grippy.
Mm-hmm.
The boy that lives in his car.
They put him through or not put him through?
They put him through.
They only put him through because he lives in his car.
Right, they gave him they gave him a second chance.
Yeah. They did a reverse bait and switch, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wasn't there one where you were feeling sorry for the person and they 86'd him?
The problem with that, he not just lives in his car, he lives in a Ford Tempo.
Well, I mean, what did Rob Grippy live in?
Eventually he got a van.
That's Rob's whole thing with Forte.
No, Tempo, I mean, it's a bad car.
Love, load up these tapes we need for our special opening here.
Yeah,
because it's a special day. We need the...
it is a special day.
Do you know what it is, Buzz?
Well, it's Ash Wednesday, of course.
Wednesday. Well, that as well.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, a lot of people did.
Oh, you must have washed your forehead.
Man, you are dust, and into dust you shall return.
You know what I'm giving up for Lent?
What?
This gig. Thank you.
There you go again.
Thank you very
hard. You're here all week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here till May.
Right.
Today is Fat Tuesday. We missed the chance yesterday to call New Orleans.
It's not Fat Tuesday.
Yesterday I'm sorry. Was. Yesterday was. My apologies. Today starts Lent. It's
well,
the day
whole
after.
American Idol, the whole Super Tuesday, that got in the way of Fat Tuesday.
But there's something even better than calling New Orleans on Fat Tuesday, which we missed yesterday.
We did.
And calling today, trying to talk to people that are hungover. Did you know that today, calendar day, February 6th, is the beginning of the Chinese New Year?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It's Chinese New Year's Eve.
What is it the year of?
The year of the rat.
The rat.
Is it the year of the rat?
It is the year of the rat.
Oh, I don't have any menus.
Attention.
I don't have any placemats.
Attention all program directors.
How come we didn't have our placemats put out?
This is a good chance for us, Mike, to make one of our many international calls of love.
Yes, to say Happy New Year.
This is music. Okay. This is music, and this is the other.
Okay. So, which is Binda?
This is Binda.
Which is...
And it's not just Chinese, right? It's many Asian cultures
throughout the Asian world.
Throughout the Asian world.
Yes.
Let's begin, shall we?
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Ryan. It's great to be back for another New Year's in New York. Well, there are about a million people in the Times Square, billions more looking all over the world. And tonight at midnight, they're going to see a brand new ball come down. It's going to be great. So don't you dare wait.
What was that, Dick? Thank you, Dick.
Now, do we also have Auld Lang Syne?
Dick Kralk.
Happy Chinese New Year. We are happy to see ball drop over Beijing. You know, that music mixes beautifully.
We're loaded with the music. We're loaded with the Dick Clark tapes.
Welcome back.
Everybody in Times Square came to celebrate today.
Everybody in Tiananmen Square.
Chinese New Year in Tiananmen Square. We're very excited, Ryan. You know, that mixes so beautifully with Auld Lang Syne.
Uh-huh.
That really does.
You like it?
That's beautiful.
Makes me think of the end of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Daddy. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Isn't that right, Zuzu?
Oh,
you are right, Zuzu. My angel is Clarence,
Hey. Hey, Drunk George Bailey. It's me, the police officer.
What are you doing going into Martini Bar? And it's not called Martini Bar, it's bar owned by Martini.
Hey, look, George, you die, and town turn into Shrut Heaven.
Why, George Bailey, you worth more dead than alive.
Dead.
Here's to George Bailey, Barry. The luckiest gay in town.
He's a George Barry.
George Barry, luckiest man in town.
Hey, George, is me your brother from the Chinese army? I'm here now for you.
Hello, Halle Bailey. Halle Bailey, come back with Congressional Medal of Honor.
How are your cauliflower ear?
How you do? Oh, I still got the bad ear.
Where is that pharmacist that gave you the bad touch?
What happened to Mrs. Brain's capsule? George, my name is Gawa. I drug is Mr. Gawa.
Hi.
Hello, George Berry. We say a happy new year in Year of the Lat.
And then you go make rum to Byron Bick.
Buffalo girl, won't you come out tonight?
Oh, Uncle Beery, you litard. You lose $8,000. You lose 8,000 yen. You make me sick. You go see Mr. Potter.
Hey, Georgie.
This is not even for New Year's. Hey, this is Christmas pray. This is Christmas pray in Chinese.
Hey, Georgie, you get it on with Donna Lead.
Hey, look at Georgia. You come back now, your mother run a boarding house. She no longer recognizes you, Joe. Hey, Georgia, baby.
Hey, George.
You say the song already. Buffalo Guy, won't you come out tonight? You sing that, right? Yeah. Buffalo Guy, won't you come out tonight?
Hello, building and roll.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, you old building and yawn in a bed of fur. Fall. Fur? In a bed of fur.
And that's the story end when no one go to see movie until it's shown on free TV.
Boy, this town now longer bed for four. This a town called Potterville.
Hee-haw, eat the Sam Wainwright. He opened big restaurant, employ everyone in town.
Hee-haw, Sam.
Hee-haw, Sam Wainwright.
Hee-haw, Sam Wainwright.
I have a telegram from China, he say, hee-haw.
To my brother, Joseph Berry. Lord, the rockiest guy in town. Happy New Year, George Berry. Year of a Lat.
I want you to meet my friend, Clarence.
Oh, hello. He's a guardian angel, right? I think a look up in sky. I believe he got his wing. Congratulations, Clarence.
Well, are you ready to call, Mike? We have the numbers now.
Yeah, say Happy New Year.
Here we go. Let's call the, how about we call Beijing?
It's nice that we're making the international calls, but I look back with fond memories of our regular calls to the Big Wong restaurant, which I believe is no longer in business.
Close down, Mike.
The Big Wong.
What hotel you call?
Beijing News Plaza Hotel.
Very good.
There we go.
This is exciting.
Hee-haw!
So we'll call with all kinds of congratulatory messages.
Hee-haw, Sam Wainwright.
Ah, there's the ring.
That's a Chinese ring.
To egg roll.
We have to find someone who's speaking English.
Cheeky.
Or maybe
Cheeky.
Not.
Good morning, Mr. Hotel.
Yes, good morning. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show, and we are calling you live on the air from America. Do you speak English?
Yes.
May we be the first to say to you...
And we're about to add to the fun.
All
rather, let me be the first to say to you.
I'm a big.
Let me be the first to say to you.
Happy New Year!
Happy
New Year!
Wow, we've been transferred, I would guess.
Oh, they love their classical music. Beijing.
Where's that part that had the beginning music, Robin?
Hi.
Yes. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show, and we're on the air in America. Good morning.
Do you speak English?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi there.
We called to say Happy Chinese New Year.
Sorry, just a moment.
No, I don't think she speaks. I think we're on our second person that doesn't speak English.
I distinctly ordered egg whites.
Egg whites. Hello?
This is not the best Chinese food I've had.
Why do I think, like, right now...
Brad!
They're like those guys with the Mao Zedong outfits that are coming down the street, you know, with guns running down to the hotel.
No.
You're going to be arrested!
They're celebratory. They're having the fine... Hello?
Hello?
Here we go.
Oh, we've caused quite a tizzy already.
Spreading our good tidings.
Nothing quite like starting Wednesday with an international incident.
What time is it over there, Buzz? In China?
I'll check.
It's a week ago Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe that we were way ahead of them if it's New Year's.
Didn't she say morning?
You know, the real Chinese we have is that lady, that tape we have that we recorded live on the streets of New York.
That one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the radio, live in America. Good morning. How are you?
That's fine. Thank you. And may I help you, sir?
Yes.
We are calling from the Don and Mike Show to wish you a happy Chinese New Year. Are you? It's 4:20 in the morning there.
We're live from New York, and there are over 6,000 police keeping everybody safe and sound tonight when the clock hits
midnight. Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Listen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I say thank you. Thank you.
And how are you going to be celebrating your new year?
Are you having a party?
No, sorry, it's no.
No party for a
new
year?
Yeah, no.
No. Well, is there any party going on in Beijing?
No, it's very clear.
Are you wearing a hat?
The time is too late, so it's the party is...
Never too late for a hat.
Oh, you know, I think he's saying the time is too late for the party.
Yeah, it's 4:20 a.m.
Did you go to a party?
Will you celebrate?
Was it a communist party?
No, it's no. It's Beijing, it's no.
No party last night?
Yeah.
What's up with the toys and the paint?
What is your New Year's resolution? Go.
Will you be going to a party today?
It's a moment, please.
Do you wish you lived in America? Hello?
Hello, sir?
If you're coming...
Maybe tomorrow. You can go to the Ditan Park.
Oh, you're going to the park tomorrow?
Yes, Ditan Park. It's many people. It's a big party.
Oh, big party. Oh, okay, big party. Yeah. Good stuff. Yay. Very good.
Congratulations.
Well, when you order out Chinese food, do you just call it food?
No way. Stop it.
Ditan.
Do you have a big ball that drops in the middle of Tiananmen Square?
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Sorry.
Will there be singing and dancing?
Sorry, what?
Will there be singing and dancing for New Year?
Oh, dancing for singing.
Hey, dude. How would you like it if you just got in a box and we mailed you to America?
To our radio station.
How about that? How would you like to live in America?
I think it's different with you.
It is different.
It's different. Yes, different New Year's probably.
How would you like to live in America and be my houseboy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a yes. Yes. That's a yes. Do you have a pigtail?
Bing what?
Well, the only houseboy I can think of would be Hop Sing on Bonanza.
Come on, like, let's 90s it up a little bit.
I'm terribly sorry.
Let's not bring it into the current decade.
Okay.
Let's 90s it up. Hey, do you make stuff for America?
No.
Because I get a lot of stuff that's made in China.
Mm-hmm. Are you at a hotel now, right?
Yes, yes.
Are there any Americans at your hotel?
No.
No. No Americans.
What is your name?
It's the Beijing Spring Festival Day. It's the No Many People.
Not many people there. What is your name, my friend?
Yes. It's William.
William?
Willem.
Yeah.
Willem, do you do your own stunts?
Stop it, Rob. Hey, Willem, at your hotel, Willem, do you offer adult films? Do you have movies in the room in the hotel?
What?
Do you offer movies in the hotel rooms?
Hotel room?
Movies? Yes. Movies in rooms?
Do you have movies on the TV that I could buy if I stayed at the hotel?
This hotel have the room and the TV in room.
Oh, you have TV in the room? Are there movies on TV?
With movies?
Yeah.
Do you play? Are you good at ping pong?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see that Giants win coming?
How about the Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, sir.
You be honest with me. You had the Patriots, didn't you? Right. How about Spygate?
So I don't think so.
You know Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You hear of Super Bowl, American Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, sir.
More American domination. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Britney Spears is?
What?
Oh, you could at least ask about Lisa Liu?
Ling.
I don't know.
Lisa Ling? Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, Lisa Ling.
Lucy Liu, Lisa Ling.
Margaret Cho.
Lefty Lucy, righty tighty. Do you watch Chinese Idol?
Okay, sorry, sir.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello?
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for being on the show.
Happy New Year.
That's a very nice way for us to start.
Goodbye, sir. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Are you down with Mao?
Thank you. Bye.
Are you down with Mao?
Yeah.
You're down with Mao?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think we were able to bridge some gaps there.
I don't think we're going to do better than that.
No, there's no way we're going to do better than that. We did some real good there. And there it is, the Chinese New Year, the year of the rat. Are we sure it's the year of the rat?
Yes, we are.
It is definitely the year of the rat.
It is definitely the year of the rat.
Did you Google that?
No, I've known that for weeks. Really? I've been planning for this.
Named after the guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, it's the year of the rat, and I know that Michael Hughes is having a party at his house. It's going to be very special.
No, Mike, the big party's at Dan's house. Dan's big house of cheese.
And they all dress as small rodents. It's going to be big fun. Lots of fun. With a chorus. A choir, if you will.
No, the way the executives get together to celebrate Year of the Rat is that they all dress like in Robin Hood, Peter Pan type outfits.
Right.
And
tights.
And they go to Dan, the president of the company, his house, which is actually made of, as I mentioned, made of cheese.
That's right.
Yes, Munster. Munster cheese. Or no, it's sharp cheddar.
Because
the walls have to support the light fixtures.
They sit around and they eat cheese and they toast blood and they look forward to future cutbacks.
That's right. Yes.
And more voice tracking.
Uh-huh.
And
more cutbacks.
And then somebody says, "Hey, who ate my door?"
And then they bring in their favorite celebrity that goes to all the events for the executives. Mark Cutback Davis.
Hey, that guy's a fag. Where'd you get that jacket, Mike?
Beijing. I bet it was made in China.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bonass.
Hey, hi there. How are you?
Good. First of all, Mike, congratulations on your new show.
Thank you.
And I wanted to tell you guys, I've been listening to you for years and years, that wonderful life skit for Chinese. I wet my pants.
Thanks.
If we can make one listener wet his pants every day.
Well, I'm just glad one person understood what we were trying to do.
I mean, but Rob A.
Because the whole idea.
I meant somebody besides somebody was in this room.
The whole idea of doing a Christmas movie with New Year's might have been lost in translation.
But the thing is, it is the defining moment. Yes, and, you know, in
and technically, that is what they play at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. They play the New Year's song. Right.
When he comes running back to town, and then, you know, well, we've already done it.
The luckiest man in the world, George Bailey. Hello, Sam Wainwright.
He's a dick.
You old building.
Hey, who was the Violet that they thought George was banging?
Violet Bick.
No, not Violet Bick, was it?
Yeah.
Is it Bick?
Sounds right.
Why does Violet Bick sound like she was in a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
How could he be banging her? She was like six.
No.
No, no, not that.
Violet Bick was the harlot, the slut.
Oh, not the little.
The town pump.
Not the little girl, not Zuzu.
Remember,
or Zuzu
Pitts. To run up to Mount Bedford and put their feet in the water.
Who's the Violet in the? Who's the Violet in Willy Wonka?
Are you thinking Veruca Salt?
Is it Veruca Salt?
I'll double check.
Right. I bet that's it.
Veruca Salt, that's a kick-ass band, man.
Veruca Salt, baby.
What's the song? Volcano Girls.
Ah.
Ask for it by name on iTunes.
All right, George. I'll ask for it by name.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there.
Donnie, me love you long time.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
I saw you leave the show. I'm so sad. I cry like a little baby.
Oh, so all the Asian people say same thing.
Oh, Donnie.
I was going to say that I could translate for you Chinese into English.
You translate good, or you lose job.
Forget it. Forget it, pal.
Forget it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
New caller. Reset. Hello.
Hello.
Let's bring the Zamboni out and let's clear the ice.
As Lat would say, you won't regret it.
Come on now. Suck it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Happy New Year.
No, it's another guy that wants to
ever be by the talk the same way.
It's fun to do, huh? But,
big
reeve
fun.
The living to us.
Play professional.
Violet Bick played by Gloria Graham. And gotcha. The only person in Bedford Falls with chlamydia.
She was the town. No,
not for long.
Hello. It's all because that one scene when she goes, hello, George.
Yeah,
hello.
She was going to run away, but she came back.
Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
George Bailey, his queer football shirt.
Remember when he loaned her the money when she was desperate for cash just for a handy?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This Ron and Mike?
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Violet. That was about as good as it gets.
Yeah, this is Ron and Mike. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. This is Lou McGraw.
How you doing, Dew?
How's your brother, Tug?
Going good.
Uh-huh.
I guess Tug is no longer with us.
No. So, Tim is.
What's happening besides, you know, all that activity in your brain?
Well, I'm over here in Beijing, China.
You're calling us from Beijing?
Beijing.
You are not calling from Beijing. You're calling from Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that with a question mark? We have your phone number. We're looking at it right now.
Baltimore, China.
He just said Baltimore, China. What a brilliant and well-thought-out comeback that is. It's another gunslinger, Buzz.
There they are.
It's another guy coming into town.
Carry him out.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Why can't people respect the customs of other foreign lands like we do?
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
That's why, really. I mean, it was either do this show or be ambassadors.
Hello. Oh, my. What's that? What's this? Don and Mike. Hello.
What is up, guys? I'm eating sour punch straws. Have you ever had these things?
Sour punch straws?
I don't think so. What are they?
They're like, you know Sour Patch Kids?
Or like a flavor straw, right? Remember?
No, but it's a straw. They're good.
Does it have, like, sugar in it?
There are sugar all around it, but it's kind of soury, and these are blue.
And you drink through it?
What? Can you drink through it?
What are they? Are they like pixie sticks?
You know, I love it when we're really not sure what he's talking about, and I say, can you drink through it? And he goes, what?
I have a crappy phone. I'm sorry, guys, but every show I'm eating, these are good.
He's eating them.
He's eating, they're very good.
Not drinking, eating.
So I just want to know one thing. Are the sour straws things you can drink through, or are they just a candy, like a pixie stick?
Well, they are a candy, but you technically could drink through them because they possess a hole going all the way through the center, but it's really little.
It's a powder, right?
Are they like those wax straws that
No.
Is it a powder, a crystal powder, like a flavor straw?
Yeah, like a flavor straw. Think of a straw, but made with gummy substance covered in sour, sweetie, yummy stuff.
Yes. You know, in a strange way, he's selling it.
Sweet tart.
He really is selling it.
Did you have a... Hey, it's got a gummy substance with the sugar, so the sugar sticks to the paper. Did you ever think that you'd have a straw made out of gummy?
I have a question. All right, calm down, sir. Is the straw edible entirely?
Entirely edible. I'm already halfway through a package.
How do you have the self-control to just suck and not eat?
And then you get to lick your fingers.
You lick your fingers. How many of those you eat in one sitting?
Dude, I got two left. Hold on, how many were in a package?
He's checking.
Freaking head up. I weigh a lot in a package. I'm just going to tell him these things. I thought I'd let you know.
He's full of sugar.
Wait, let me get another one.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Send us some.
These are good.
Did you hear what I said? Send us some.
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry, man.
Send some. Mail us some.
Did you ever wish?
You want me to mail you some?
No.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
He was on a sugar rush.
Do you ever wish that Rob Spiewak would bring in his chicken made with Captain Crunch?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
If you're good.
Do you cook it in oil or do you bake it?
It's oil.
Oh, it's oil. How foolish of me to even ask.
Lord.
3/4 of an inch of oil. Lard's not a dirty word. Oh, no. Lard!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I got a great kick out of that commercial with the talking stain because it sounds like Rob doing the whiny woman translation. I would have thought it was funny. Listen to that thinking of him. It's hilarious.
It really, now that I think, I probably had that thought process too. Because what it is
we just talking about the Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, the stain on the shirt when the guy's going in for a job interview. And the stain is, the stain is not allowing the guy to talk. So, for example, when it's blah, 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 the way Rob does that.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Okay, Leah. That's not funny.
I said that is funny.
That is funny. That's right.
That is funny.
But you were the first one.
That's not funny.
See, you were the first one to ever say when somebody says, that's funny. That's not funny.
That ain't funny.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I want you guys to know it's Veruca Salt and oh god, now I just crept out. It's Veruca Salt. Oh, and Violet Beauregard was the last name.
The Beauregard.
So there is a Violet in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Correct, and that's it. Violet
which is
Beauregard.
The one that turns into a? Excuse me. Which is the one that turns into the blueberry?
Yeah, that's Violet. She's the one who chewed the gum and turned into a huge blueberry.
Violet Beauregard.
Right, there you go.
I was almost thinking I was tripping when I was watching that movie.
Mom, you mean when she turned into a blueberry?
Ah.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's still the first one's still better than the Johnny Depp one.
When I see the Johnny Depp one coming on, I just think of those creepy teeth.
His whole demeanor. Hi, little girl. You know, whole time he's like this.
Really? I mean, the first Willy Wonka, pardon me, I know we've had this discussion before. A lot of kids, when they saw it like me, I was half scared and half liked it when I saw it.
Kind of like The Wizard of Oz, another classic.
However, when I watched that movie, and I remember looking at Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, right.
I never got the feeling that maybe he wanted to, like, see what was in my underpants.
Like Johnny Depp?
But when Johnny Depp comes out with that Charlie Chaplin outfit, and he's got those big teeth, it makes me think the next person's going to be...
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Yeah, right.
And also, the biggest criminal offense for Willy Wonka, the new one with Johnny Depp, is they did it on the cheap. Where they had one Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
They used that one guy and then CGI'd him into like 500 people. And when you saw, what was the scariest part of the original? It was the Oompa Loompas.
Yes. Oh, my God.
They were real dwarves that were painted orange. Better than that.
Until I was like 20, I was flipped out by little people.
And of course, let's not forget.
Midgets.
It had Jack Albertson in it. The first one, Charlie. Drink it, Charlie, so we can float up to the top of the silo.
Grandpa Joe.
Drink it, Charlie.
God. And, you know, even everything about the new one with Johnny Depp disturbed me. It really, all the old people were a little bit disturbing.
The nude scene.
It's all the weird.
No, Johnny Depp in the Wee Wee Factory.
Come on in. Hey, little girl. Yes, sir. I'm going to take you to my secret room.
Johnny Depp in the Wet Thing Factory.
Who's at my door? It's Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Hello, little girl.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Dung ain't that joy.
Right on. Same to you.
And he's gone.
And Dung Xiao Ribe.
I wonder if that was naughty in Chinese.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, the guy beat me to the punch on that Violet Beauregard thing, but
why'd you call?
Well,
why'd you let the phone keep ringing then?
What's that?
Why'd you let the phone keep ringing?
Because I tried to get in a little while ago, and I wanted to talk to Buzz. I didn't know if he ever heard of a song called "What's That Buzz" by Pop School Love, which would make a great theme song for Buzz.
I haven't heard of it by that particular group. We had a "What's That Buzz" we played for a while, but I don't think it's the same one.
Check it out on.
Did we play one from Jesus Christ Superstar for a while?
That's the one we played, right?
No.
What's the name of the group again?
Pop School Love. They were the backing
popsicle
band
love.
For
Pop School
Love.
By those Popsicle Love.
They were the not Popsicle Love.
Is it
Pop
this?
School Love. Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Like,
nothing like that.
It's a little trippier and cool like Buzz is.
Popsicle Love makes me think about those straws the guy called about.
Not Popsicle, Pops, Cool Love. Cool Love. They were the backing band.
Is it this one? Morning, buzz a little, buzz a little, is sing a little, sing a little, buzz a little, sing a little bit with me. Is that it, Jackson?
No.
What do you think, Jackson?
Okay.
Can you sing it for us?
No. That would be very bad.
No, try. No, just give it a try, because we really want to get an idea of what it is.
Come on, we have humored you.
I think that would be harmful to your listening.
No, that wouldn't make up for the whole Violet Beauregard thing that you had to say, even though it had already been said.
Please, as a favor to me.
It's shameful that I had to bring that up.
Hey, shut up and listen to Buzz. He's talking.
You're really a talker when we're talking, but why don't you just do something for us?
Listen to your man, Buzz.
Please, do it for me. Please do it. Just a couple of bars. I just want to hear what it's like. Please. I've sung for you. You have to sing for me.
Buzz, I'd love to. It's been so long since I've heard it. I can't even give you more of the line.
Well, then why are you calling, Dick?
Really, why are you calling Stain?
Why are you calling Dickface?
Breaking my heart.
God, jerk.
You know what? I'm sorry, Buzz.
God, anal Stain. God, underpants Stain.
God, you are really, you are humorless.
God, brown crown. Seriously, feces man.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to miss you.
I'll hang up now. I apologize.
I'm going to miss the Playhouse Ruckus.
Send me the song.
And I invite you to call back after May 30th.
Okay, thank you.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I was going to say, I want Buzz's theme song to be Love Buzz by Nirvana.
Well, Mike, you've got a long laundry list of things that people want on this show.
Oh, and I'm writing them down every day. Can you see me how busy I am with my pen?
Very busy. Notes. Very busy.
Yeah, I can see the future.
Mike's actually in his mind doing that. We've all done this. You know the thing when someone calls and you say, oh, hold on, let me grab a
let
pen.
Let me get the number right now.
And really,
yeah, but faked writing.
You could, if you want to, in many cases, you could lean 6 inches to your right or left. Get a pen and write the number down. But you know, dude, you just in the air go, yeah, I got it. Hold on. That's 2487. Right. Got it.
How are you when people will give you a number? How are you with memorizing it? Like we're driving along in the car. Somebody gives you a number. You're on the cell phone. Are you good at it or bad at it?
I am awful. And
I'm reasonably good at it, even though I'm mathematically challenged.
I cannot drive and punch a number in. It ends up being this. I'll say, okay, here, you got to tell me the number, and I'll punch it into my phone. Okay. They'll go, 57524. I go, whoa.
Yeah.
First number, 5. Okay. Hold on just a second. Okay. Second number. And by the time they get to the area code, they say, you know what?
Forget it.
You're so stupid if you can't remember the phone number.
Meanwhile, you started in the far left lane, and now you're over on the right shoulder.
Yeah, look out. You ever make the fake grunting sound like you're pretending you're reaching for a pen just to add credibility to the whole act? Let me get that.
Sure have. That's why caller ID is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Hi, honey. How are you? I'm doing fine. Anybody call for me? Nope. Really? I'm positive. I was expecting a call today. Hey, I was here. Were you playing your video game? Were you on the phone? Were you on the internet? Were you reading? Were you outside? Listen, babe, I was here all day. Nobody called.
Right.
Just write the phone. Well, you here at 1:28 p.m.?
You're busted.
I guess.
You know what's worse also?
And you know what the problem is? Because it's one of those things. Just let me finish this. Because they call and they say, like, Hi, is Janet there? No, she's not. And I try to be accommodating. Can I help? Yes, this is Marge. Would you ever call me? I go, you got it. And somewhere between you got it and the phone hanging up,
you lose it.
I mean, it is absolutely gone.
The ultimate pet peeve I have is when you get a message and you get it either on your you know, your home number, your cell phone number, and somebody gives you a three-hour message, really, that's important. Like, Mr. O'Mara, we've detected activity on the credit card that may result in theft. We would really be appreciative if you could get back at us because the security measures that we take with these credit cards require us to follow up with us as soon as possible. As a matter of fact, the sooner you get to us, the sooner we'll be able to track down the person, and the number is 643-5644. And that's it. At the very tail end, they leave the number going 3213455.
Can I tell you the one thing that annoys me about your answering machine?
What's that?
I do have.
I have a robot. I have a general robot. And mine is the phone companies.
Right. I know you do. And what is annoying is after going through the four rings when you're not there.
Yes.
Then you get the fifth ring. What's annoying is that voice that says, "You have called
my number,"
and it's so slow, Mike.
Tedious. Just
five.
Tedious.
Five, slow. Are you still there? Slow. Mike is not doing this to screw with you. It's the machine. Last number. Leave a. And by that time, you're like, oh, you know what? He will see that I have called. He'll call back.
Page this person.
And I do that most of the time, don't I? I check you on my call log.
Yeah, and Mike, really, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Because your thing, your machine thing. If you've, and you know how it is when you're calling somebody.
Yeah, I know. You want it to be quick. And you've actually motivated me. Maybe I'll get on. Can I just do a, you've reached Mike.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to do it like Snipes, too. You've reached the phone number of Mike.
Snipes. Because this isn't a bitch, especially if somebody has a long, drawn-out thing, like a big presentation.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my daughter has it, and normally I find it to be charming because it's her and the grandkids. Uh-huh. And it's like, hey, hi.
Right.
You've called, and then the kids say together, 555-2477. We are not here, so if you want to talk to Josh, Amy, Carly, you know,
yeah.
Ethan, or Addie, and then they all say together, leave a message at the beep.
Right.
And trust me, by maybe the fourth time you've heard it, you're going, oh, pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up.
I've never left a message on my own phone number, so I'll have to see how slow it is.
You should try that.
Yeah, I'll create a fictitious name that I'll share with just you.
Can I time it for you?
Huh?
Can I time it? I will give out your number.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
go
watch.
Ahead.
Here's now. See.
This is a good demonstration. You're not the only one who has this situation.
No, I do it because I don't want to put my voice on my home number.
I understand. So.
You should call yourself at home and leave yourself a message of encouragement.
What if Carl answers the phone and says, hello?
Or what if the Roto-Rooter guy answers?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Oh.
It's you're at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she answered, I called your home number. Where else would she be, Mike?
Well, I was saying, you know, we were calling to check and see how long my answering machine
you're
is.
You're on the air.
So when we call back, don't answer the phone, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
How's the RR guy?
Bye.
Bye. He's here to read the meter.
What the hell is she doing home at this hour? No, I'm kidding.
Don't worry. I told you it's safe. It's safe. How do you know that's not one of those tapes? They just called.
You know, DJs have done that before. They put on tapes, and he's driven home.
I'm sure she's home cleaning, right?
Yes. I saw a play, Misty, for me.
Uh-huh.
She's cleaning. All right, now we're going to see how long it is.
Any chance she picks up again?
Yes.
Disobeying you?
Just disobeying me to show off for him.
Watch this.
For him.
Him.
For the younger guy.
Which limits it to everybody.
Yeah, I know.
This is a suspect.
40 years either side.
Watch this, Sanchez.
Three rings. Now, I'll just run the timer on this so we can see.
Please.
Yeah. Now it's going to switch over to it. I promise you I'll pot it down.
I would appreciate that.
Now, here we go.
You have reached.
Okay. Now I've got it in queue.
Give the number.
So only I'm here. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Please.
10 seconds. Too long.
I was going to say, I am terribly sorry to have wasted too that
long,
valuable
Mike,
time of
in
yours.
This, gotta have it
I
now.
I am really, really
short
sorry.
Short attention span.
It's not bad.
You know, I don't think my girlfriend's at home. Let's check out my home number.
Okay.
All right.
I won't lie to you. I'm going to tell you right now, your home number will be close. It will be a close race.
I don't know. I think it's shorter. I'm going to say 3 seconds.
I'm pretty sure she's not there. unless, again, you know.
You and I can find competition anywhere.
Some guys, you know, pool guys there, you know.
In the middle of the winter. Well, it's a warm day, Buzz.
Doing the midwinter check.
Came over to help you with your pump.
All right, so as soon as it starts, I'll hit the timer.
Mm-hmm. I've got a robot, too.
Here we go. The air clicks over. And?
Howdy. Nobody's here. Bye now.
3 seconds.
3 seconds, Mike.
4 seconds. It was 4 seconds till the beep.
There was a pause.
There was
a
pause.
Hi there.
You got me beat by 6 seconds.
Great show today. It's me, the person that loves you the most. Janet, this call is not for you. This call is for me.
I love you.
We all do.
Bye now. Bye, friend.
Love you.
3 seconds. 4 seconds still. Half the time, Mike.
More than half the time.
Less than half.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Less than half the time.
Thank you. That's right. Less than half.
Less than half. Thanks for the dip in, Skippy.
Less than half.
All right.
Yeah. Less than half the time.
Skippy.
Less than half.
How about yours, Buzz? What is yours like?
Mine are both very short, both at home and on my cell phone.
I know what Buzz is like. For swinging, press 1. For information on Buzz, press 2. For information on Marsha, press 3.
I should do
All right,
that.
Well, I'm going to be busy during the break.
I've got a robot.
Fix it up.
I'm going to be very, very busy during the break.
And I have my name shot on my cell phone.
I'll need a hard line during the break. I'm going to fix it, and then when we come back, it'll hopefully be new. And I think you're really good. I already know what I'm going to do, and I think you're going to get a kick out.
You know what, exciting?
Right. I'm very excited about
okay,
it.
Okay, stay there, please. Where do you folks have to go? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.